Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The first baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Moncrief. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Moncrief. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapone. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Sam Vico. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Hutchinson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Fred Hutchinson. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mullen. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mitchell. The throw from Swift and he is safe. Mitchell steals third. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lapone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lapone. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Boudreau applying the tag. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo takes first base on ball four. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hutchinson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moncrief fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon misplays the ball. That's an error on Lapon. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-1 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lapon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moncrief fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-1 in the game. Wakefield hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0-for-1 in the game. Moncrief strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mullen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Edwards. Mullen reaches second base with a double. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hegan for a passed ball. Mullen moves to third. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0-for-1 in the game. Vico hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mullen scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift bunts towards the mound. Moncrief fields it and throws to first for the out. Vico moves to second. One out. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moncrief fields it and throws to first for the out. Vico moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Lepon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Lepon reaches second base with a double. Vico scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mayo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lepon scores. It's 4-0, Tigers. Steve Gromek now pitching. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Mayo trying to get to third. Edwards throws the ball into Gordon, who relays the ball to Keltner who tags Mayo for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-2 in the game. Berardino strikes out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Boudreau moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hutchinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-2 in the game. Wakefield hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 2 in the game. Evers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Mullen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vico hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gordon moves to second. Thurman Tucker pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gordon moves to third. Keltner moves to second. One out. Eddie Robinson pinch hits for Steve Gromek. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gordon scores. Keltner scores. It's 4-2, Tigers. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Mitchell hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Lemon pinch hits for Johnny Berardino. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Sam Zoldak now pitching. Eddie Robinson now playing first base. Joe Tipton now catching. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Zoldak covering, for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Lepon hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boudreaux hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boudreaux moves to second. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a line drive into right field. Mullen picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mullen. Boudreaux scores. Judnick moves to second. It's 4-3, Tigers. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gordon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Indians. Hal Newhouser now pitching. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mayo hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 3 in the game. Wakefield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Wakefield reaches second base with a double. Kell goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 5, Tigers, 5. Russ Christopher now pitching. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Evers is walked intentionally. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mullen takes first base on ball 4. Wakefield moves to third. Evers moves to second. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vico hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Edwards. Vico reaches second base with a double. Wakefield scores. Evers scores. Mullen moves to third. It's 7-5, Tigers. Vic Wirtz pinch hits for Bob Swift. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz strikes out. 2 outs. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick, who is chasing the ball. Newhouser reaches third base with a triple. Mullen scores. Vico scores. It's 9-5, Tigers. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Wagner now catching. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Allie Clark pinch hits for Russ Christopher. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newhouser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo misplays the ball. That's an error on Mayo. Clark moves to third. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Judnick hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.